As we've heard, Congress and the administration have worked out a deal to rescue the airline industry. Airline companies say they need billions of dollars in aid if they're to avoid financial collapse. There was a sense of urgency as the Senate passed the bill this evening by a vote of 96 to 1. The House is still debating it. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
The airlines began lobbying for help within 48 hours after the attacks. Today, they pressed their case by saying their insurance companies plan to cut off coverage on Monday if their finances aren't shored up. Senator John Kyle, an Arizona Republican, acknowledged that it's been a quick bit of legislating and not very pretty.
Well, I wouldn't have written it the way that it's written. But I think fundamentally the United States government must support our airlines at this critical time.
The bill gives the airlines $5 billion outright. The money comes with strings. A government board will scrutinize the numbers the airlines provide, and the airlines won't be allowed to give pay raises to their executives. Also, there will be $10 billion in loan guarantees. The administration will allocate these guarantees as it sees fit. The most important compromise is this. The bill sets up a victim compensation fund with federal money. Victims and their families will have the choice of suing the airlines or going to the compensation fund and getting a payment within 140 days. The airlines had wanted a total exemption from liability lawsuits by victims on the ground. Missing from the bill are two elements that many lawmakers urgently wanted: better airport security and help for laid-off workers. The airlines have announced cuts of roughly 100,000 jobs so far, with more likely to come. This afternoon, West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller said Congress had to start somewhere.
The insurance industry is saying no more insurance as of Monday, and therefore no more flights. That is cannot stand, so to speak, in America, and therefore the need for doing this in a series of stages.
Senator Bill Nelson, a Florida Democrat, expressed a sentiment heard over and over today.
I do believe that this is a first step in a long journey as we return to normality in our airline traffic system. But it is a very big, essential first step.
Now, a bipartisan group of senators has introduced a sweeping bill to increase security. It covers everything from stronger cockpit doors to federalizing the screening process in airports to air marshals. That bill could come up next week. And House Democrats will press for action to compensate and retrain former airline workers. They say they have a commitment of support from Speaker Dennis Hastert. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.